Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio. We've got another great show tonight. There is so much happening on the planet, and I can't think of a better guest to talk about what's going on the planet. And we've got Victoria Lindquist on our show, and she's been serving in the healing arts for 30 years, and she's a gifted therapist for healing and transformation. Through her unique intuitive and spiritual gifts blended with altered state journeys into the subconscious via hypnosis. She's a certified clinical hypnotherapist with 30 years in specialized body work and massage, kahuna energy, spiritual intuitive consolation. Victoria's assisted many to connect with their angel spirit guides and to understand their star connection. Victoria's film and photography have been analyzed and accepted by specialists in the paranormal and UFO arena. I can go on and on with this, but I'm going to cut it short because we have so much information we want to get through today. I'm just going to bring Victoria on the air. Victoria, are you with us?
I sure am, James. It's so great to be with y'all tonight.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's so interesting how this all came about. I know, you know, we could tell about you and I have this strange connection. We seem to connect either via next door neighbors in hotel rooms or on the phone talking to somebody. And it's funny, like at the last conference in Hawaii, I was talking to somebody and she was talking about you. And then she picked up her phone and calls you and hands me the phone. And, you know, and I guess she said you were talking about me. I don't know, but it's funny how we've had this, this kind of psychic connection going on and synchronicity for quite some time.
Absolutely. Well, I think that you and I are getting so much of the same information. We're usually on the same page, and it's so nice. I know that you find this and I find this with the people that we're around. It's kind of like liking the same kind of food. Well, you and I get the same transmissions, and I think it's a great confirmation, and especially when things are getting as wild and wacky as they are right now. And after I was on the radio with you last summer, I just about left the planet because I threw a blood clot to my lung and
ouch.
And sort of did my little death dance there, and it's, well, in my last report, it was kind of like I could have had a kid. It was a nine months excursion into the death dance, but without having to leave. And so, you know, now I'm on my second wind, and I'm so happy to be able to be on this this wonderful evening show with you, James, because it's graduation time. I know you and I have been saying this for a long time, and sometimes we feel like we're broken records, but honestly, you think we can't get any closer, and it can't get any more bizarre in the journey. But also, on the other hand, it's getting so much more blissful when those of us that have learned to just let go of the third dimensional expectations, the third dimensional productivity, and not be so hard on ourselves in this third dimensional world, because the more we are functioning on the second earth, the parallel reality, which is being prepared for us, all the animals are going there, they're waiting for us, then we feel less and less with it here. Does that make sense?
It does. And I know people are definitely being challenged on every level, physically, mentally, emotionally, by the powers that I would like to say were, because they used to be the powers that be, and they're actually imploding in on themselves. And, you know, we're seeing this around the world right now. We're seeing the tyrants just taking a huge nosedive, and it seems to be a global thing. It's just too big. What's going on is so far beyond anything we can imagine. And I'd love to talk about, you know, some of the signs of our ascension that you seem to cover very well.
Well, as we've traveled along and in past shows and the postings that I put on my blog, I'll list that now, Messages of Light from Victoria.blogspot.com. You listeners can go there and read what I just sent out recently, because these signs and symptoms, they continue, some of the symptoms continue to just accelerate and expand. But what I have found, this was a really strange thing the other day. I was talking to my brother, and he, his back hurt, and so I said, oh, you know, I was rubbing his back, and I said, well, let me put my computer on your back. And I meant to say, let me put my massager on your back. But it mm-hmm. slipped out, my computer. And I felt like there was a hidden message there, like maybe mm-hmm. we're going to be, it's more of working with electromagnetic revamping on a higher level of just what we're doing in this transmutational process. And and so maybe it really wasn't a blunder. Maybe it was definitely a message. Another thing I've found is that just letting go of the way we look at life. Like, I just don't put a lot of pressure on myself anymore, and I find that I actually get more done, or at least I feel more happy with myself, even if it doesn't look like what I used to get done. And it's also about just rolling with it and being in the moment, being present, and not getting wrapped up in the mind control. And you know, we can send our love out to our brothers and sisters that are, you know, trying to make a difference and initiate. There's, ever since I was 5 years old, James, I don't know if you remember the story, but when I was five, I had a visitation by the same being who I call Ezekiel, and I know you know Ezekiel well, and he told me that when I came of a certain age, I would be initiating things with the planet. And I see that, you know, what we're doing, the symptoms and the signs also is people putting their foot down and saying, you know, I don't want to take this control anymore. I want to take my power back. And in numerous visions, they have shown me when the world gets at the most delicate place of turmoil and rebellion, as we are seeing now, is when they showed me literally the holographic Earth coming in and filling up the sky, and then we virtually transplanted or transmuted through, let's say, a dimensional doorway into that other reality. Some of the other things that are happening is this flu that's going around. I don't know what it's like in your area, but so many people are getting what they think is the flu, but mm-hmm. then it keeps coming back, like for 6 weeks, and it jumps around the body. It starts in the neck, and then it jumps down into the stomach, and then jumps up in the head. And I really feel that a lot of what we're all experiencing with this is really the respatialization of our light body. We're expanding. Sometimes we feel like, gosh, you know, my liver must be huge in me, because, it, you know, you might feel kind of a hardness or some pain around there or something. And I just think that there's all these phantom pains and symptoms that fly around the body, and it's got to be part of this transmutation into our light bodies. And we're also looking, I don't know about you, but like, I can't really get tanned on my face anymore. It's like I'm Casper the Friendly Ghost. I'm so transparent. You know? And then the other thing is just, you know, really letting go, I think, of the financial worries. Everyone is so weary and tired, and I really feel that this winding down that we are at right now, like Greg Braden talks about awakening to point zero, I think we have to get down to zero before we can turn that corner. And doesn't it feel, we talked about this last year, but I've always felt like we were ahead of ourselves, so I feel like it's really 2012. And last year I felt like it was definitely 2011. And so, what are you feeling about that?
It does definitely feel like, you know, like we seem to be ahead of the game. And, you know, and I'm like living one reality. I'm waiting for the rest of the world to catch up. And sometimes I'll say something. I go, oh, that didn't happen yet, you know, and then it happens a week later or it happens a year later or whatever. And sometimes I forget that a lot of the things that I'm seeing or experiencing or feeling just haven't come into reality yet, you know, because, you know, we are, you know, ahead of the game a little bit. But, you know, I've also seen a couple of things going on. One is, you know, the symptoms of all kinds of body aches and flus and weird things going on from the ascension process. But at the same time, there seems to be other forces at play that I've related to, you know, with these chemtrails and all these other crazy things they're spraying. And I'm seeing, like, within a day after the heavy spraying, everybody's getting really sick, you know, and really ill. And and so I think it's a combination of things that as we rise, there's other elements out there doing all they can to shut down our light and keep us, you know, dumbed down.
Absolutely.
And with all the fluoride, you know, in the water. And now they want to put lithium in the water. And the vaccines, you know, have these new emotion killers in them and things like that. It's like, you know, there's two forces going on. Is what I see, and one is ascending. You know, we're in this process where it can't be stopped. It's too big, but there's this other element doing everything it can to shut it down. You know, to disempower the people.
Well, they're scrambling. They're scrambling to disengage this process that we are here to initiate. And I totally agree with you on that, and I try not to even focus on. We get chemtrails once in a while here, and when I go to the bigger cities, I will get a headache within a half hour of them doing the chemtrails, or I'll start choking or whatever. I mean, it's just, and then I also I've heard that they're doing things to kind of make people like sleepy and lethargic and just sort of giving their power away. And I do believe that we need more sleep right now. And a lot of people fight it, but I find that if we will give in to it, I feel that that's a time when they're really working with us. And one of the things that Dr. Hertak speaks of in the Keys of Enoch is he speaks of transference, which is a process that our body goes through so that we can withstand the energy frequencies of the Merkaba vehicles, which I get still getting on film, and they're still coming close and vibrating at amazing speeds with cigar-shaped crafts with windows next to them. I mean, it's. I haven't had the energy to put all this stuff on YouTube just because I've been sort of trying to pull myself back into the world of functioning. But it's profound what they are showing through the film footage, and I'm really going to try to get this up on YouTube here, because this vehicle, you'd swear it's hooked to a vibrator, and it's on a tripod, and it's just, it makes you dizzy to look at it. And I know that they're trying to indicate a brotherhood of light and all of the ultra-terrestrial intelligences that I know I'm working with. They want us to know that we are on track. They're proud of us. We're doing a darn good job. And, yeah. And you know, just even when we feel perhaps like roadkill some days and say, you know, I feel like I'm failing my mission or whatever, I tell people, look, honestly, just love yourself and hold that focus and hold that light and live like you live and I live. We live as if, you know, the heaven on earth is within us. And so that's why we're in our little realities, and then we have to go out there to take care of the other crazy business that doesn't really mean anything to us anymore. So it's important that we have to pat ourselves on the back and say, hey, it's graduation time. We are so close. We are a blink of an eye. And I really have to share with you a couple of visions that I had in December. And one of them was on Christmas Eve. And because of everything that my physical form went through, I mean, there was a time in September when I just thought, you know, just take me. I don't think I can stay and function like this. And but then I just had a breakthrough and found out mold was in the house, and once that was resolved, then I started to get better. But one night on Christmas Eve, I was walking through the snowstorm. And I said to my friend in the vision, I said, I'm just so tired. I just want to go to sleep. And I laid down in the snow, and then it was like there were three parts of me. There was the part of me laying in the snow, my shell, and then I saw my spirit flying up, you know, to heaven. And then there was the third part of me that was watching this whole thing that continued on and interacted with more people in the vision. And I thought, well, you know, it could be part of, you know, the physical things that I've gone through, but it could also be, you know, we're moving into our light body. And then a couple of weeks later, I had a vision, and I was walking through the snow again, through Pagosa Springs, Colorado, where I live, and there was no one left. Everybody had left. Everybody had gone through the dimensional doorway, and I was just sort of coming back just to make sure that we got everybody. And it was like Brigadoon, you know, in the movie, the town disappears and every, you know, they go to sleep and they wake up 1,000 years later. So people, I know the emails I get and probably the emails that you're getting, everyone really is on the same page, those of us that are even relatively awake.
Yeah, we're seeing that here where I'm having people here at the ranch where I'll be inside and they see another aspect of me walking around outside, and they even interact with me, and then they come in the house and I'm sitting in the house and they just freak out and they go, you were just outside. And I go, no, I wasn't, you know.
Now that's good. You're doing a lot of bilocating. That's happened to me a few times where people said that they saw me standing in their bedroom healing them, you know, things like that.
A lot of times it's happened in Mexico, too, where I've shown up to people down there and talked with them and kind of gave them a heads up about what was coming and never left the ranch, you know. So it's kind of interesting how that's been happening more and more lately, where we seem to be getting a little nudged out of our body a little more and more, is not so much identifying with the body, but the spirit within the body, which seems to be out doing all kinds of things.
Oh, it, I mean, this is the fun part. I'm ready to have some fun.
We've been living
on the boot camp. what the Brotherhood have been showing me is that the earth that we're living on right now, it's the illusion. There's been beautiful things that are going to waiting for us on the holographic second earth, which is really the heaven on earth. And we've been here at the boot camp just doing our lessons, and now we're going, oh my gosh, hey, I can finally go and enjoy the pristine beauty that I've seen from time to time in this reality, but it's waiting for us. And of course, the mother ships, they don't look like spaceships inside. They look like whole worlds with nature and lakes and trees, and it's pretty amazing. And I've been going there a lot the last few nights. The other night I was transporting some people to an area where we always have some meetings, and there's lots of auditoriums and stairs, and then there's sort of a clinic in there, and I'm going, now keep your arms inside. We're on this transporter. I don't want anybody falling out or something. And the more I have these type of experiences at night, I know how close we're getting. And one night this is what happens. They teleport me in my dreams. I'm not walking out in the yard and going up when I've had these, but they took me and they dropped me off in Sedona. And I said, well, why are you bringing me over here? You know, and then I saw some different things that were happening with the landscaping in Sedona. And a week later, they were having a lot of floods and everything. So it's that reality, that is the reality that we're going to. That's the real McCoy, and we're just about done with this one, don't you think?
Oh yeah. It seems to be phasing out. It just seems like we're in a crash course for letting go of all the suppression and all of the trauma and all of the limitations that have been placed upon us, and that people are just moving so fast right now. It's amazing how fast it's happening, and we're seeing this global cry out for freedom, you know, and for, you know, people just, you know, what I'm seeing over and over again, basically, there is no reason for lack on this planet on any level. And there's no reason for not living in harmony with each other and nature, other than, you know, these tyrants and these people that are just lust for power and greed and wealth, and they don't care about anyone or anything. And what I'm seeing is that they told me that tyranny is being phased out. It's imploding in on itself, and it doesn't have a grid anymore. It's like the old grid is just torn apart, and these guys are falling apart, and they can't keep their kingdoms together or their programs going or anything. And this is going to be a global thing, what we're seeing, you know, in Egypt and Tunisia and all these other places. You know, we should give a real prayer for Libya right now to get through its process, because that's
exactly,
you know, that's one country that is really coming up against a real fanatic, you know, a real crazy person. So
I was just applauding and dancing with the people in Egypt, and they just wouldn't back down. I thought, we have something to learn from them, because I feel that the people in America are, they've kind of, you know, they'll sort of rebel, but then they kind of back off, and then they just pout at the outcome because they didn't, you know, we didn't get what we wanted. And I think that seeing Egypt, of all people, I mean, the beginning, our ancient beginnings, I just felt that it was so profound, and I was just dancing with them. I was so proud of them that they stayed strong and they wouldn't let that guy weasel out of it. Boy, you're leaving, and you're leaving now where we're taking you out of there. And I was very, very happy about that. But I do, a very good friend of mine, I don't know if you might have met her, but she has a family relative that, well, her sister is married to a fellow from Iran, I think, and his brother ended up dying over there in the protests. The police shot him. I mean, and he was a college student. He just happened to be, you know, and they're standing there and wasn't doing anything, and they shot and killed him. And so, you know, it's time for us, like the astronauts say when they look back at Earth, we are Earthlings. There is no division. We're all one. And it's time, we've got to hold this love each other, and let's move to a place of peace and harmony and unlimited, instantaneous manifestation of whatever we need. And our needs are being fulfilled, not through toiling at a job that we hate our whole life, like so many people have, and then everything's ripped out from under them. But we learn to use our consciousness. And once you learn how to navigate with that consciousness, that with that focus, and there's some people in my life that they get mad at me and they say, well, you've been saying this for so long, but you know, they've never been able to figure it out. And I said, you know, you have to go into the love and knowing that you deserve to be in that oneness of all your needs met, and let go of the reality that it takes money to provide what you need, because you can manifest anything that you need to support your life. I mean, it's happening, because, you know, James, I'm not a wealthy person. You and I and so many of us out here, you know, we might have our movies and we have our books, but, you know, I'm not wealthy when you look at the bank accounts, but I am a zillionaire when it comes to the universe. And I think if people look at their life in the bigger picture, it's going to support them, because we've got some, it's going to be quite tedious now for the next few months. And the Brotherhood told me, doing some meditation, and they said that by the June summer solstice, we very well could have just passed on to the parallel Earth by then.
Yeah, this coming one. You know, they're giving me a lot of similar information. What they're telling me is that from, you know, we're in it right now. There's no doubt about it. We're in the awakening healing process, which has just jumped forward in full speed ahead. But they're telling me in March that everything's going to start hitting the fan, major social economic shifts and changes, and that's all the way into July. But they're also talking about May, the Earth going through a lot of changes, where she's going to be resetting herself. A lot of magnetic polar shift changes, everything.
Exactly.
But she's going to be, there'll be a lot of warnings about, you might want to get off the coast unless you want to make your transition. So we're all eternal, but that's the information I've been getting is that people need to make their own personal God connection, spirit creator, whatever you want to call it, and get really clear with nature as to what she's going to be doing, because the land will talk to you. And that is the main problem, is people have lost their connection to the earth and they don't have a clue what she's getting ready to do.
Well, one of the things that the Brotherhood have told me also that I did put on my post blog is that not everybody, I have a lot of friends in California, and mm-hmm. a lot of them just can't pick up and leave. They just can't afford to pick up and leave. And I've said to them, look, if you just hold that focus, just like in the Celestine prophecy when the soldiers were walking by them and didn't see them, or when a tornado goes through a neighborhood and it misses a house here and a house there, and you wonder how in the world it went around that house. I really believe that if the destiny of each soul, if it is their destiny to be able to move through the eye of the needle onto the parallel earth without experiencing the physical death, they will do it whether they get out, whether they can move from California or not. Because, of course, Tuella, we love Tuella and her books of Project World Evacuation, and she even looks like my mother. I mean, I just love her, and I know that she's alive and well in the other realms, but she speaks of the evacuation. Now, I think there's been a process of changing as we have evolved as in humanity's growth and enlightenment, and so there might not have to be an evacuation. It might even be as simple as going to sleep and waking up in the other reality. But in the event something came tomorrow to the West Coast, the Brotherhood can literally teleport everybody quickly. And so, but what guarantees them being teleported? It's their consciousness. It's their love. And that maybe they're not metaphysical, but they're charitable and they're loving and they're helpful and they serve. And so it's the Brotherhood told me, you're going to be surprised at how many people are on the other side. And like a lot of the Bible bumper people, you know, they're going to be surprised.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Look, you know, and I love them. God love them. I do. you know, I was raised in organized religion, and I'm not anti anything. I mean, I met Jesus when I died and I went to the other side in 81, and he's very real, and he's truly, truly such a big part of my life. And, but I don't, it's not wrapped up in so much of the dogma, but you know, all of these enlightened masters, and they're for real. And so, but these people need to just let go of the judgment. That's what they're giving me. Mm-hmm. Stop judging, stop criticizing, just try to teach by your beingness. And mm-hmm. that's the greatest, greatest teacher. I mean, the things that you do, James, you do so much for the planet, and I'm so honored and blessed to call you my brother and my friend, because I just appreciate what you have given, how you have served, and been a catalyst and initiated the things. And I know your life hasn't been easy.
Yeah.
You know. People really don't have a clue what some of us go through to maintain and stay tenacious on this path. But we are blessed and we are honored to serve. And so I just want to thank you on behalf of the universe for all you're doing.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's been a long journey. I'm feeling really good about it lately, although I still have some major challenges with the status quo and you know, the people that want to, in our area here, the whole town loves us. I mean, we have no complaints, nothing, but we are having some major challenges with just having people come out here and gather and do talks and things like that. They seem to have a real problem with, you know, your right to assembly and right to your spiritual practices and beliefs and things like that. But that's getting straightened out right now. And that's one of those things you still have to walk through, but you don't like it. And I'm in like another world. I'm in this other world, and I have to drop down and walk through this mundane nonsense, which is beyond ridiculous, that I can't even relate to, but it's, you're forced to presently. But I think that.
So do they get mad at you for having the venues? Do you get hassled by certain people?
Oh yeah, yeah. Not by the town. The townspeople love it, and we got hundreds of letters from all the local people. Not one person in resistance to it. But on a county level, you have some people there that are very, very backwards and very controlling, and it's like dealing with Nazi Germany. It's unbelievable. Oh, you go, what are you talking about? And I go, what country am I in? You know, but I know that's all going to, you know, this is just a microcosm of the macrocosm. I think that people all over the world are going to start standing up and just say, you know what, this has gotten beyond ridiculous. And, you know, what I've seen too is that, you know, it's become personal. People have lost their homes. They've lost their jobs. You know, there's no jobs out there for them. You know, all of these things that are happening, they've lost their rights. You can't even fly without being groped. You know, it's just gotten to the point where I think it had to go there to make it personal enough to where people are finally going to say enough's enough. And when they
exactly.
do, what's mm-hmm. behind that is going to be so awesome when this old program ends.
The old paradigm's out the door.
Yeah, the new program is so abundant. It's so amazing. And you know, living in harmony with each other and nature and getting this manufactured lack out the door, you know, and the tyranny and the unbridled greed and uneven dispersal of wealth, all that stuff, when it goes out the door with this elite group that's doing it, be on the other side of that is just basically, you know, heaven on earth. That's what we have to look forward to. But we're just walking through those last.
We are truly in the 11th hour. Well, we're in the last few minutes of the 11th hour. I feel that we're very, very close, and I totally support. Your words there. And the other thing is we won't have to use Delta. We're going to be teleporting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that the Brotherhood showed me is they said that some people will be going on to some other ships to go through some orientation.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps they haven't, you know, they haven't been quite schooled enough before this transition. And so a lot of people that are going into the healing arts, they say, well, you know, why am I even doing all this? Because if we're leaving, and I said, oh, your work is just beginning. There's going to be so much opportunity to utilize and share and administer the healing gifts and the knowledge that people are doing. And I'm saying, you know, don't stop your life. Don't, like, I just opened up my own healing center here in Pagosa, a rejuvenation center, and I thought, well, I kind of thought twice about it. I thought, well, do I really want to do this right now? Because there's so much happening, and I don't want it to take too much time away from all of the other things that I want to do. But Spirit said, no, go ahead and do it. And even when we make this transition, that healing center, wherever people's goals are, they'll just continue on but be magnified in the fullness. Or somebody that's writing a book, they said to me the other night, well, should I even bother finishing this book? And I said, yes, of course, because when we move into that other reality, you might already be a bestseller, and you will have just gone to sleep and woke up and, you know, an overnight success. I mean, go ahead and just get that. Stay focused on the things that give us joy. We have to hold that joy, because if we get too much attention put on the hard stuff, then it pulls us back. And there's some people close to me in my life, that some family members, that I can't quite seem to shake them out of their depression. Mm-hmm. And I just say, you know, right now is such a glorious time. We are so fortunate to be here in this dispensation of time, and we're going to do something that humanity has never done what they're going to do. I mean, never. I mean, this is the golden age. This is a grand new paradigm. And so, hey, we've just got to pick each other up off the floor and say, look, just hang in there. And mm-hmm. This person said to me, oh, it reminds me of that old poster where I saw this cat hanging from his claws from the limb. And I go, yeah, you and me against the world. And hang in there. Just that our navigation, like that. Our surfboard is our attitude.
So, you know, I'm seeing right now, it's amazing, but there's a woman that I just was sent this dissertation. I think it's about an hour long. It's really long, but she gets into, and she's a scientist, and she gets into all the evidence of that we are definitely moving into a new place in the universe, that it's extremely highly charged, and there's massive mm-hmm. streams of energy coming into the planet of sources unknown. They don't know where it's coming in from, and there's all of these things going on, and it's just amazing, you know, what's happening. So she's validating all of this huge shift, and she's even talking about how they're starting to see with their radar and also with other technologies that there is a whole nother world right alongside of us, and it's starting to come into view, you know, as technology increases as well. It's amazing. I'll have to send that link out. I'll send it to you when I get it. I can't remember her name.
Send that to me.
I'll send it
because,
to you.
You know, I've been seeing the second Earth since 97 in my visions.
Yeah.
And then 10 years later, the scientist said, oh, well, we found a planet that looks very Earth-like, but it's 130 light years away. And I'm going, oh, no, it's not. And then the other day I was watching somewhere on the news, they said that the scientists and NASA had discovered 1,000 new planets, and they believe that at least 24 of them can support life. Mm-hmm. So there we go. I was like, these crazy people know what they're talking about now. It's like we're finally getting some validation from...
Would you be up for taking a few calls?
Absolutely.
Great. I think we've got a call line. The studio's telling me. Let me see who we've got. I'm waiting for the little box to pop up. Do we have a caller? Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Atlita from Arkansas.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi.
Thank you. I just want to confirm your beautiful visions and the information that you're sharing, that we are very close to having that higher energy reality coming in. And I wanted to share briefly that I, too, had a vision, but it was during my dream state. I put it in my dream diary. One was seeing in the sky this planet coming towards us, and it wasn't, it was already in the sky, very, very big, bigger than moon, much closer than the moon is, and I could see the surface was a crystalline nature, beautiful, beautiful patterns of crystal. And then in the next vision dream I had of it, it was totally covered with a lush forestry, plants, fauna, beautiful water fountains, a circular water fountain flowing into the interior. Just a gorgeous, gorgeous, luscious paradise vision of the second earth. And that just was so enthralling to experience it, because it's like I'm looking up from the earth that I'm standing on now from a town yes. sidewalk and looking up, and we're all seeing it together, and it's just awesome.
Yeah.
I want to thank you all for what you're sharing.
Oh.
And I just know, too, that we're doing it together. We are creating
it's wonderful.
Every frustration.
Well, you know,
I have to share
with you that
I want it better, and we're going to create the new better on this new earth, even with our decisions right here, right now. On my heaven on earth looks like this, and so if we keep focusing on what we know our heaven on earth is right here, right now, we are building it together. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Oh,
absolutely. Well, I wanted to say to you that when you were describing what you saw, if you go to my website, there's a link which talks about my visions, and you'll see in 1997 that you just described very much the vision that I had, almost exactly,
awesome.
Because we were all standing there, and this other planet came right in. I mean, it was like it came right up into our face, and some people were afraid because they didn't understand, but others
yeah.
were going, oh, and I was saying, this is beautiful. And then I heard a voice say, Victoria, this is your new home. And I absolutely agree with everything that you saw on that earth, because that's where I've been going at night. And there is amazing gardens and lots of water, and it's just, well, it's just incredible. So thank you. God bless you for calling in. I mean, it's just, you're totally, I feel you're my sister, you know?
Thank you. God bless you all.
All right, great.
Thank you.
That's nice having that confirmation. I know there's so many people like Dolores Cannon. All these people are seeing a second earth, or some people call it another timeline opening up, or a parallel
yeah,
reality.
Yeah, parallel reality, or, you know. Yeah,
and there's so many different words for this that they're using, and there is the science to back this up. But we're having here, I've talked about before, we're having here people appearing and disappearing. A lot of them don't really remember where they go, but they definitely step out of this world into another world.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you take a picture of them, and they're gone. They're not in their chair anymore. There's nobody there, and all of a sudden they're back. And I've had people in the field here that were sitting in a chair. And I was talking to them. I walked away and I had my back. I turned around and they were gone. And I was trying to find them to do an interview and I couldn't find them anywhere. And I walked back out in the field and they go, we never left. We were sitting right here. And then I had three or four other people looking for them too. And they go, wait a second. How come you guys couldn't find us? We haven't gone anywhere. We were sitting right here. And we all walked out there where we saw them. We thought they came back out to the field. They weren't there. You know, and two or three people all saw the same thing. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
That is really cool. And that happens with objects too. You put mm-hmm. something down and you walk back in the room and it's not there and you look for it for an hour and then you come back and then it's there.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I think that we are floating in, we've been floating between those dimensions for a long time. Some of us, I mean, this has just been, it's been going on for a long time for myself. And I know, because like sometimes when I start getting, like I lose, like I can't find something. And I actually kind of go into this frantic thing because I really, it's something really important that I can't find. And sometimes I know that I'm really sort of out of my body, and I've gone somewhere else, and there's a part of me here that's sort of just waffling around, and I've left, and then I come back into my body, and then I can find exactly what I needed. So, mm-hmm. it's that I had another weird thing happen. I've got to tell you, I know I'm very protected. Like everyone that I've talked to, we have the power to protect ourselves from danger. And my car, like, has hydroplaned across freeways to no guardrail and a total drop-off and gone over the edge and then been dragged back. Well, just a month ago, I was on the freeway, and I was approaching going under an overpass, and all this debris started falling down on the opposite side. So I was now under the underpass, and it was all falling before me. And I knew that a wreck had just happened, and I knew a car was coming. I knew that there was a white car that was going to be flying over the edge of that overpass, and I'm stuck under, you know, I'm going under it. And I just said to the Brotherhood, I said, please don't let that car fall on me. Please. You know, I'm ducking inside my car as I'm driving. And it doesn't fall on me, but right after that, they shut the freeway down, and a white SUV had catapulted over a fence and was hanging just by a pole. It was ready to fall down on the... And I got there just as it had happened, all this debris coming down in front of me. And I'm going, you know, hey, you just start feeling like invincible. We are invincible. We have to claim that. And when it comes to the finances, I mean, my heart aches because I know so many people have lost their homes and they've lost their jobs and I just, I mean, I can definitely relate that we are moving out of, I'm not buying into all the ridiculous games that the economic greedy people are playing. And I think that if everybody, I don't want to get anybody in trouble if they don't have the courage to do this, but if everybody walked away from this outrageous debt, from the outrageous interest rates, if everybody walked away, those guys couldn't be in business.
No, and that goes for everything. You know, all the military industry, all of this insane.
All the aspects.
People need to just get their courage together and get their integrity up and get in touch with their spirit and just say, you know, I can't participate in this anymore, and just walk away from it.
Yeah, because I also, the Brotherhood told me that, I mean, if we stay in this reality that much longer, but there could be some debt forgiveness too.
Oh yeah, I think that's on the books.
I think it's on the books, but I also feel that once we move into the new paradigm, we're not even going to be working with money. I mean, that's an old paradigm tool. So,
yeah, Michael Tellinger has some really good programs there that we're working with him on that, getting that information out. You know, we're almost out of time, so can you give your website and any way that people can get a hold of
you? Oh, okay. It's www.victoriaslight, and that's Victoria, and then S as in Sam, LIGHT.com. And my blog is Messages of Light from Victoria.blogspot.com. And if anybody needs some telephone session, or if you want to, James, you need to come to Pagosa and come to my rejuvenation center. It's beautiful.
I could use a little of that.
And I manifested that with, you know, not with my own, just somebody gifted me with it. I mean, it's like, this is what I mean about living that new reality. So thank you so much for having me on. It's always fun to hear your voice. And I'm going to be in Phoenix at the UFO conference next week. Are you going?
No. They did invite me again.
Well, I'm not a speaker. I'm just going to pop in and see some of my friends. So, but we will hope to see you very soon.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show, and we'll do it again soon.
All right. God bless. Thank you. See you on the ship tonight, Jim.
Okay. All right. Well, we're out of time, folks. So thanks for tuning in to As You Wish Talk Radio. And, keep your eyes on the skies. And we'll put up that link with this, has this incredible scientific information about all the changes and shifts going on. It's amazing. It totally validates all the things that we've been talking about for years. So anyway, we're out of time. So watch the skies and we'll see you next week. Good night.